25th is World Penguin Day. A day to put on a tuxedo, go down to the zoo, and play with the penguins. Interestingly, today can also be known as Get Arrested at the Zoo Wearing a Tuxedo Day. So hire a good lawyer and have a great day.
Quack, quack. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the news talk, 5 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Before releasing a 21-year-old American held in captivity, North Korea demanded the U.S. agree to pay for his medical treatment. Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington.
Officials in North Korea sent the U.S. a hospital bill for $2 million. Warmbier fell into a coma during his detention in North Korea and died in a U.S. hospital in 2017.
It appears no money was sent from the U.S. government. President Trump was quick to react to former Vice President Joe Biden becoming the 20th Democrat making a White House run.
Tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence long in doubt to wage a successful primary campaign." He continued, "It will be nasty. You will be dealing with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. But if you make it, I will see you at the starting gate."
Fox's John Decker. This is Fox News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Watches the NFL Draft.
Mr. Guy Who Watches the NFL Draft.
We all love watching football, but you take it to new heights. When there's no football to watch, you choose to watch guys choosing other guys who will eventually play football that you'll be watching.
Football obsession is your number one.
And you're dressed head to toe in your team's colors.
And that draft pick just put on the same hat you're wearing, yeah.
So the next time the April night is filled with screams, shouts, and chants of defense, defense, shake your head, close your windows, and block out the sound of Mr. Guy Who Watches the NFL Draft, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Watches the NFL Draft.
I'll save you the trouble of asking. No, I didn't see who got picked seventh.
Actually, go to Baumhauer's and watch the draft there tonight and enjoy some good food if you're into it. Joe Biden's theme, America is coming back like we used to be.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Yeah, that's great news. I just love knowing that we can go right back to high unemployment and a stagnant economy and all the rest of the stuff that we had with 8 years of you and hope and change. But again, my big worry isn't so much about policy, it's they have been beating the human race in America over the head with Russia, 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 and hate, 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 hate. And people are so sick of it, they might actually vote for somebody incompetent just to shut the media up. Because you can't get away from it. That's my concern. Pardon me, I was just dinged.
Mm-hmm.
You have a message.
Okay.
Why don't you check that out?
Oh.
Well, I talk about Georgia Floors Direct. Great idea on Eastern Boulevard. First established in 1969. So that means 50 years ago.
Wow.
50 years ago, Dick McAdam had an idea. We can put this giant warehouse at this location. It's kind of on the outskirts of town, as it was then, but the city will grow around it, and before long we'll be in the middle of the city and accessible and convenient to everybody. And that's kind of how it worked out. A good vision. We're going to bring in carpeting straight from the manufacturers because we can hold that kind of inventory in a building this large. And then we're going to hire people that really know what they're doing to install it for the customers that buy it. And then somewhere along the way, we'll find a guy like Jeff Matlinson, and they did, who will build a team of salespeople who know the products, know what people want, and will provide great customer service. Guess what? That's how it worked out. And it's still thriving today. That you just don't take a great idea and mess with it. That's how it's worked for 50 years. So when you need flooring, whether it's one room or a whole house, whether you want to swap out carpeting for a tile, hardwood, or laminate, or just replace carpeting with new carpeting. They got it all, and they got it at the best price, including 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct. 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. Been browsing Gateway Pundit. It's just amazing.
Now, what are all these politicians who are getting caught, what do they have in common? They're all Democrats.
They're all Democrats, and again, it's another city.
Big city.
And again, it's, I hate to say it, but black people are being betrayed by black leadership in these cities that are in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, you got screwed. You really got screwed, and then you elected an even bigger dimwit who is now being investigated for corruption by funneling money through phony book sales, I believe it was.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was.
When are you going to demand an end to this? When are you going to rise up like Candace Owens and say, stop treating us like pets?
Exactly. You know, they're back on the plantation, and so many of them still don't realize it.
It's heartbreaking, and there, anytime somebody steps forward like Candace Owens, she's demonized as a lunatic.
Yep. That's how they play the game, character assassination.
Baltimore, what a mess. I mean, there's a city that's not only hemorrhaging population, but is one of the highest murder rates.
Yeah, who wants to live there?
You know what? Well, here's one. You know how they handle it in Baltimore? They don't report it. It happens all the time where there are attacks and things in their downtown area where they want people to come, but they won't come if they are in fear of going there. So they don't tell them what's really happening. So they get down there, they get hurt, and they find out the hard way. Your city, it's sad and pathetic. That was a city I always wanted to visit.
Yeah, same here.
But that is off my bucket list. You couldn't get me there with a crowbar at the end of a gun.
Amen.
The crowbar and end of the gun would probably be a safer option.
Yeah.
508, Brad McDonald's going to join us shortly, talk about kind of a weird day on the market, some ups and downs.
Montgomery Skywatch proceeding on into the 5 o'clock hour. And boy, if you haven't been out on the roads yet, you're in for a surprise. We have a lot of traffic and a lot of traffic jams. Please be careful out there. Turn your headlights on. Take it easy. We have accidents on I-85 that are slowing things down around the downtown area. I-65 is jamming up around the Northern Boulevard. And the boulevard itself is just crowded all the way around. It is really slow around the intersections. And police are still working that accident that's on Taylor Road right in front of East Chase. So things are really slow from East Chase all the way out to Vaughn Road. Let's be careful out here this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt's Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt's Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Sky.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. No arrest after a shooting last night in Montgomery. Authorities say that shooting happened just after 6 o'clock last night in the 4300 block of Dan River Road. They say the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Montgomery police are looking for a man they say is wanted on domestic violence. They say 19-year-old Saul Harris is wanted for domestic violence and reckless endangerment. His last known address was in the 1100 block of Rosedale Drive. And the Senate is set to discuss the lottery bill today. Meanwhile, one representative is pushing to change electronic bingo in Macon County. Representative Pedlin Warren is introducing new legislation that she says would level the playing field for all gaming establishments, allowing places like Victory Land and any other local business in Macon County to have the same type of machines that are in casinos like Wind Creek. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues in the forecast. In fact, a couple of the storms could be on the strong side with maybe some damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will alert you instantly for a watch or warning for your area. Get it on your phone or tablet if you don't have it. The showers end by late tonight. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, risk of a shower early. Otherwise, improvement by midday with sunshine returning and a high around 80. Weekend looks great. Sunshine on Saturday and Sunday with a high around 82. Saturday, 85 Sunday. We'll be in the upper 80s Monday and maybe teasing 90 by Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Football Films presents Welcome to Your Crappy New Team. Every college player dreams of being the number one pick in the NFL draft. But this distinction of excellence is a double-edged sword. For along with fame and fortune comes frustration and futility. Because finishing number one in the draft means you'll be on the franchise that came in 32nd. And it'll be up to you to turn it all around. No pressure, kid. So bask in the glory while you can. Because after the commissioner calls out your name, he'll say, welcome to your crappy new team.
We were talking about schools earlier this afternoon on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Yes.
And I've seen this before. In fact, I think the Walmart on Ann Street in the parking lot had stop spelled S-O-T-P. Oh. I saw it. Wasn't a picture. It wasn't, Photoshop. Somebody spelled stop, S-O-T-P, on that Jeez. Parking lot when they, resurfaced it and put the lines in.
It, yeah.
But we're not alone. Guess what state? Florida.
Florida, yes.
Florida.
Florida town said contractors corrected a crosswalk where residents noticed school was spelled S-C-O-H-O-L. Scohole. Sounds like a part of your body you'd want to conceal with clothing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't want anybody to see my scohole.
Especially in middle school. Puberty's a bitch, man.
The city of Doral. Oh, Doral. Wonderful. That actually used to be a very highly prosperous, rich area. On Northwest 50. This is
now they can't spell.
I know this area. But all you have to do is spend half an hour driving around Miami and looking at the people behind the wheels and the cars around you, and you'll understand how they can spell school scohole. Well, aren't you being a little bit judgmental?
No.
I'm being a lot honest. Guy in Ontario, Canada. Just to let you know that stupidity is epidemic elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Called 911 after he got stuck on a cliff hiking. When rescue crews went to save him, he tried to steal a fire truck.
What?
That was the plan. He wanted to pretend that he was stuck hiking, called rescuers. They came out. He snuck in while they were looking for him. He snuck back to where the truck was and stole it and abandoned them. So then additional firefighters and paramedics had to be called to pick up the people that were left behind and then hunt for the truck. He was captured.
What a surprise.
Yeah. That's a heck of the most important feature on a getaway car is something that blends in. You know, like Vinny did when he came to Alabama to get his name. You know, oh, yeah. Marissa told me one of the great lines that, you blend. You blend. Absolutely, you blend. It is 5:15. She's going to be in that All in the Family live event on ABC at the end of May. I'm assuming she doesn't appear to be one of the Jeffersons. So I'm guessing she's going to play Edith Bunker on All in the Family. Marisa Tomei.
And Woody Harrelson's playing Archie.
Yeah.
She could do the voice, but I don't know if she could do the main.
Well, she's kind of been taking on these roles that were played by folks who might be described as more homely. For instance, the new Spider-Man movies that just came out with for Marvel.
Yeah, I saw her. She was Aunt somebody.
Aunt May, yeah. And usually Aunt May's like an elderly
woman.
I'm sorry,
I don't have the Spider-Man cast memorized. I know what Spider-Man is.
It's a hot Aunt May. And Tony Stark flirts with her. And it's awesome. And Peter Parker hates it. But she is a hot aunt.
By the way, like, half an inch of rain at my place this afternoon.
Half an inch. Is that verified, sir?
Yes, it is. Okay. Rich, you want to know about that?
Nah.
Okay. I thought my job as digital rain gauge boy was to report this. I'm going to send it anyway. Because I am my own person.
Yes.
What I've been doing here this afternoon, why don't you guys talk about what's happening on your shows while I do a little secretarial work on my own behalf, and we'll start at 6 with the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Oh, we're just going to have some fun. Southern Woods coming into the studio.
The guy with the big paddle over here?
Yeah, you know, I bequeathed him that paddle when I christened him a Hall of Fame member. In fact, the inaugural Hall of Fame member for the Joey Clark Radio Hour. It's a very humble show, a very humble Hall of Fame.
I don't have a Hall of Fame yet.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that's on you.
The Happy Hour Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there are all sorts of people. I mean, it's almost been 14 years. I'm sure there are plenty of people that deserve it.
Now, I would be willing to immediately give both of you a bust in that hall.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Both you and Terry, because you've been a part of this for so long.
I've been here, it'll be 8 years for me.
But if we were to start a Happy Hour Hall of Fame of callers, you'd have to put Chad in there.
Would you put some folks in there that are no longer with us?
Yes, Fat Boy would have to go in.
Kevin. That would be the memorial.
Kevin, Kevin, that was a shocker. He's only 45.
Yeah.
And that's not to infer. A guy we were talking about last night at Baumhauer's with Mike, Jimmy Thompson. Hmm. I think he predates you a little bit.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, though.
He was very young and got some horrible disease and passed very quickly. But he was a great, and one of the early social media heroes on my page.
I don't remember him.
I know he's only called once before. It was his first call, but I think, what's his name? Cooter. Remember that guy?
Cooter.
He's only called once, but it was a hell of a first-time call.
Do you know who he's talking about?
It sounds familiar, but I can't pull it
up. Was he good enough in one call to be?
Yeah, no, that's why I had a little trouble.
Yeah, sound like an older guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Right?
Yeah. I remember that.
Okay, so...
Never call my show, though.
Now, what about some of the women? There's Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, she's awesome.
Wow, I had .50 at my house. Rich has 50 one-hundredths of an inch, so his is bigger again. I don't know how that keeps happening, but it seems like he gets a little more out of his than I get out of
mine. I guess the Declaration of Independence is full of crap.
Yeah, that one thing it says there,
about people being equal.
Unless you're black or American Indian.
Right.
Oh, isn't that amazing how Elizabeth Warren is still out there hawking to China, we're going to forgive student debt. It's out there buying votes and reparations and
exactly
all this crap.
All she's doing is buying votes.
Measles danger. Quarantine order issued at UCLA and Cal State. You know why, you dumb sons of bitches? Because you let the disease in over the border and welcome them with open arms. And then when you welcome somebody with measles with open arms, chances are, guess what? You're going to get measles. Asshats. Honest to God. David Blackman wrote in his blog the other day, I think we should build a wall around California. I really do. And not to keep people from going in there, to keep them from coming out. I mean, a really tall wall. Insurmountable.
If the San Andreas, when it goes up, it's going to be gone anyway.
You know,
a wall or at least a powerful fence.
All right. Guess what state has the toughest regulations on pollution?
California.
Guess what state has 7 of the top 10 most polluted cities?
California.
Because liberals are effed in the head.
Well, yeah.
Because in San Francisco, you can get free needles if you're a junkie. You can get fined $350 if you're walking Mr. Foofadaflanch down the street and he foofs and you don't pick it up. But you can pull your pants down and take a dump on a sidewalk on Market Street and they'll applaud you. That's the competition, idiots, crazy people. That's normal! Welcome to San Francisco. Take a dump. That's great for, you know, keeping disease under control. You got all these rich billionaires and stuff out there. You know, I've been to San Francisco. It's a beautiful place. It's a place you'd want to go back to, except I wouldn't know. One of the great events of my life, Kimmy, my nuclear physicist sister's wedding, was on Market Street downtown in a bank lobby. That's how pretty the buildings are down there. We had it all catered and set up with a cable car right out in front.
Very picturesque.
Took some nice pictures on that cable car, too. But that's 1993, or I think. And look at it now.
What happened to the California of the Beach Boys? You know, just that really cool place that people would go to.
The Beach Boys, by the way, very conservative. The California of Ronald Reagan. They elected Ronald Reagan as governor twice.
I don't get it.
And that's not ancient history. It's not like, you know.
It went down fast.
Well, you're talking what? When was Reagan?
80s?
70 to 78, I believe.
You're talking over 40 years ago.
That's true. Didn't seem
Yeah, but 40 years in the spectrum of time.
In the vast, you know, ocean of history. It's not much, but.
But, and the state was in great shape under him. Just like he left the country pretty much better off. That's how he got reelected in 84. He said, as one question, are you better off today than when I took office? Thank you. And 49 states put him back in. And I would love to believe that the same thing will happen with Trump. He'll say, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
He'll get back in.
If they vote with their pocketbooks, like what's-his-puss
he will.
Skeletor says, probably. But, man, that whole crapping in the streets thing, that's mind-boggling.
It's insane.
It is. You know, and again, God forbid you should drive an SUV that doesn't meet their pollution standards, and still their skies are choking on fumes because they put 8 million people in an area where there's atmospheric inversion that traps that stuff.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
It is.
And then the rest of us are supposed to, like, goose step behind that? I don't think so.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
I do not think so.
Pattern is full.
One thing that's happening right now in this town is opportunity in home ownership. Interest rates have actually come back a little bit. They're low, let me tell you, having paid 10 3/8 with great credit and 17 back in the Jimmy Carter interest rates days.
Exactly.
4.5% is a darn good rate.
You better believe it.
And it makes an enormous difference in the monthly payment on a home. So if you're paying $900 a month to rent a nice place, you can own for probably less per month and get it without a whole big pile of money down. And even if you have a credit scorch mark or two, you need to call Morris Capuano. Morris Capuano is the guy who lives to hand you the keys to your new home. This is what makes him tick. I want Morris ticking. I want you calling him. And I'm especially addressing Joey's age group. For some reason, the motivation to own, I don't understand why, if you had a chance to own instead of rent, why you wouldn't do that? Because it puts more money back in your pocket, and that includes tax time, because that first mortgage interest is deductible. And I predict no political party will ever be dumb enough to take that off the table, because it would kill the housing market. So you owe it to yourself to find out where you stand, what you could do. Call him at 409-9300. He'd love to look into it for you. 409-9300. Renaissance Bank has many programs, one that may just fit your circumstances perfectly. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669. Against that's Morris Capuano, 409-9300.
As we move on through the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking at a mess out there on the roadways this afternoon. The rain is coming down, and we have a lot of issues for you. Let me just see if I can run those down. First of all, we have a new accident. This one's on the Atlanta Highway at Coliseum Boulevard, so look out there. Okay, if you're on I-85, you have problems all over the downtown area, both north and southbound. The traffic jams start around the Ann Street area and go all the way into the interchange. Traffic is really, really busy there. We also see a big crowd on I-65. The traffic is jammed up kind of like it is in the morning, but it's going the other way. It's northbound from the interchange all the way out north of the boulevard, so watch it there. If you are on the boulevard, we have an accident on the boulevard northbound just past the Atlanta Highway in front of the car dealer, so that's going to jack up your travels. And if you're on the Atlanta Highway, it's just really crowded everywhere from the downtown area out to Taylor Road and then Taylor Road all the way into the Vaughn Road area. So let's just be careful. Slow it down a little bit. Make sure your headlights are on and let's be careful. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. They are ready when you or those you love need them. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And now a star is born. On April 25th, 1940, the world welcomed little baby Al Pacino.
Mom? Dad? Say hello to your little friend!
Wait, what?
Say hello to your little friend!
What kind of accent is that?
It's Cuban!
No.
Al Pacino, a star is born.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This is Chief Mark Thompson, Chief of Police of Prattville Police Department. We're asking if everybody would come out and help us at Jones Drugs on Saturday at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for National Drug Takeback Event. And there'll be free hot dogs and drinks on site. So, again, help your community by turning in drugs you're no longer using.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Reading local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long, rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 only.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
5:32. We have ALC news.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Maybe she should have taken a longer break from Twitter. Gateway Pundit reports freshman rep Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez attacked the Republican Party over a photo of an older male posing with a life-size cardboard cutout of her. ALC had no idea the man in the photo was fellow Democratic Representative John Yarmuth of Kentucky. So
why would she know that?
They only work in the same
exactly.
chamber. All those white guys look the same.
Exactly.
All those old white guys. They kind of do.
Wait, why would she attack whether it's a Republican or a Democrat for posing with a cardboard cutout of her?
Well, she went on Twitter and said, GOP, let's pose our older male members next to cardboard cutouts of young female legislators.
Ah, that's a
sad thing. Was the guy doing like the old Al Franken?
No. He's just standing there smiling like he endorses the bitch. Pardon me, but that's what she is. An ignorant bitch. She's got no business being in Congress on any day of the week.
Can I go to my room?
Throwback Thursday last month. The socialists threatened the lone Kentucky Democrat in Congress if he didn't bend to the radical extremist bit. Well, and now, oh, God. They're in charge of that party. I hope people realize that. The stupid, it burns. Gateway Pundit. That's a website you can go to safely. You can't go to Drudge anymore. You could get very... a nerve. Now, here's a good story. John Brennan may need 5 attorneys. The report on James Comey is coming out in 2 weeks with criminal referrals. DeGenova told the panel on the Ingram angle last night. A solo report on Comey coming out in about 2 weeks says the report will contain criminal referrals. He said the only hero in all of the cabal is Admiral Mike Rogers, who not only slipped into the Trump Tower after the election and told Trump the truth, but he'd gone to the FISA court and told them who the culprits were to stop the madness. Now, I've read other stories suggesting that the FISA courts are already aware that they were misled. The question is, when does the crap hit the fan, man? We are tired of waiting. Anybody that's been paying attention knows all of this happened. This whole Trump, Russia.
Obama.
What did he know and when did he know it?
The FBI has already found the incriminating emails in his office. He knew every bit of it.
That's a fact.
Yes.
All of those missing 33,000 Clinton emails not only were found in the Obama White House, but on Anthony Weiner's laptop.
What are the
along
chances?
With his along with pedophile the, pictures and everything else he was...
sickening stuff. It's crazy.
And we got to listen to Joe Biden and Cortez and... No, we don't. Pardon me, I just dinged.
Yes.
This could be important.
Been a lot of dinging today. It's been a dinging day today.
Oh, yes. Brandt playing it safe today, meaning it's not that he can't handle the news. He's in a heavy rain in his car and does not want to take a chance.
I don't blame him.
That's smart. Everybody listening would applaud that. We will look forward to talking to you tomorrow instead. Maybe we can, do you think we can get this to play? It'd be nice.
Former Whitewater Independent Counsel. Joe, let me start with you. Bob Woodward, who's no Trump fan for sure, and certainly not a card-carrying member of the Republican National Committee, basically was saying this was the work of John Brennan.
Well, there's no doubt this is pretty simple stuff for career prosecutors like Rudy and myself. It has been evident from day one that there was a brazen plot to exonerate Hillary Clinton illegally, and then if she lost the election, to frame Donald Trump. This dossier was a knowing part of that. It was created by Hillary Clinton. It was created knowingly by John Brennan as part of a scheme to do everything they could to harm Donald Trump. The problem for Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Baker and all of them now is that the FISA court has already communicated with the Justice Department about its findings. And their findings are that for more than 4 years before the election of Donald Trump, there was an illegal spying operation going on by FBI contractors, four of them, to steal personal information, electronic information about Americans, and to use it against the Republican Party.
Wow.
There are going to be indictments. There's going to be grand juries. John Brennan isn't going to need one lawyer. He's going to need five.
Oh, God. That will be better than sex if John Brennan needs five lawyers because he's been arrested and perp walked.
I wish.
What you just said isn't true.
Once. Because I would just be jitty all over.
Jitty.
Isn't that what sex does?
Getting jitty with
it. I'm not better than sex. I want to see John Brennan fried.
You haven't lived enough. Get back to me in 30 years. Visit my grave.
Watching
and say, Greg, I've come to my senses.
Some corrupt spook.
And what you said on April 25th, 2019 actually turned out to be kind of true.
Your priorities get rearranged as you get older.
Who's on one?
Peg.
Good song. I like
it. She called, yes.
Hi, Peg.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
I have a question. Did you hear something on the news today about the Ukraine wanted to send us information on Russian spying?
Mm-hmm.
That involved Joe Biden's son.
Said they actually were trying to keep Trump out of office.
Oh, yeah.
Well, help him to get in.
Biden went over there and talked to somebody, and suddenly his son got a $3 million gig with the Ukrainian government. So, yeah, of course, you know, what was it Biden said today? The world leaders are begging. Of course they want you back in the White House because they could bend Obama over with the tip of their finger.
Exactly.
And stick it up this country's butt through him. That's why they want him. Who are they kidding?
This was something about the Ukraine wanted to give us emails and texts and things that they had that said they were actively trying to...
Yes, they admitted it. They actually admitted it, and we refused it. By that, I mean the previous administration. You believe that? I mean, that's just beyond insane.
It is. It's just amazing. I don't get it.
Peg, one of these days I hope we will get it and understand. For the moment, we'll just have to pray that we can stay the course. Thank you for the call. And call again. I enjoyed it. Alexia from El Jalisco.
Hey.
What a great refuge in the rain El Jalisco would be today. You know, you can look through those glass windows all the way around the side of the building out the rain and enjoy some great Mexican food. Piping hot sizzling fajitas. Man. Those plates are amazing when you see those come out. So, Alexia, let's talk drink specials.
Yes, we have the Mexican Antojitos for $7.99. That's a variety of quesadilla, flauta, nachos, all included. We have the chimichanga platter for $7.99, and we have the Mexican grilled chicken for $6.99. And we have drink specials, so come out and get your margaritas.
Those are good till 7
that
o'clock,
end
right?
That 7. Always start. Happy hours always from 3 to 7.
Now, the dinner specials, the grilled Mexican chicken is something I highly recommend. There's so many. Tomorrow, isn't the cheesesteak burrito one of the Friday specials?
Yes, it is. Correct.
That's all right, so go have the grilled Mexican chicken tonight and go tomorrow and get the cheesesteak burrito because they're very different dishes and they're both incredibly good. Shrimp adobe is another one. Yeah, it's like they build this little mountain on your plate out of baby shrimp, and it is so, so good. Alexia and the rest of the team there will give you great service and make you feel warm and welcome. So, and by the way, the prices are so unreally reasonable. Does that make sense? Yeah.
It does.
So stop by El Jalisco in front of the Berlin & Coat Factory across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory on Atlanta Highway. Thank you, Alexia.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Here is Connie.
Hi. I understand your frustration, Greg, but today, I'm sorry, this afternoon, I about died laughing. First, I saw three articles in a row. First one was the AOC googly eyes and her stupid mistake. Mm-hmm. The second one, I saw Biden and his statement that America's coming back like we used to be. Kind of sounds like Make America Great Again. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on and says, ethical, straight, tell them the truth, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to make America great again and make America straight again.
I just saw that. Make America straight again.
Okay, and then I'm already at that point, I'm dying laughing. Then I read that Avenatti endorsed Biden, and I fell out almost. I mean, that was so hilarious. So, you kind of have to look at the humor of this. Plus, it's fun to watch them eat each other because, you know, like Mayor Pete, I guess it is, he's gay, but he's white. He's a white man, so that's out. And it's got, I don't know, it's got to be a woman transgender or whatever. You see the factions fighting each other, and I'm just really enjoying the show.
Oh, it's really hilarious, and yet the media seems to be trying. Hey, look, there's a squirrel over there. Look at that. Don't look at what's going on here. They never take their foot off the pedal, do they, Connie?
No, and it is scary. God forbid these people get in and ever get control. I mean, seriously, that is serious. But some of these things are just so crazy, you just have to laugh about it.
Tomorrow when we talk to Brent, I'll ask him, so what if the Democrats win the presidency in all three branches in 2020? What's going to happen to our money? And let the fear begin.
What's going to happen to our freedom?
Freedom. Money isn't much fun without freedom, so that's a good point. Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
All righty, we're going to take a quick look at traffic with Mr. Balake, get Rich's forecast. The rain's starting to lighten up a little, and it'll be out of here in another hour or two. I just looked at the radar.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and nobody's rushing because we got lots of traffic jams around town. Be careful, it's raining out there, and traffic is backing up all over the place. If you're on I-85 headed into the downtown area, watch out. When you get around Forest Avenue and Jackson Hospital, you're going to start slowing down. That's going to stay with you all the way up to the interchange. If you're going north on 65, it's jammed up that way as well. Good ways past the Northern Boulevard, almost up to Highway 143. And if you're on the Boulevard, it is stop and go all the way around. We have an accident just north of the Atlanta Highway on the Boulevard, so watch out in that area. All we can tell you is just be careful, slow it down just a little bit, and make sure your headlights are on this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota, and you'll be registered to win a Roku. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues in the forecast. In fact, a couple of the storms could be on the strong side with maybe some damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will alert you instantly for a watch or warning for your area. Get it on your phone or tablet if you don't have it. The showers end by late tonight. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, risk of a shower early. Otherwise, improvement by midday with sunshine returning and a high around 80. Weekend looks great. Sunshine on Saturday and Sunday with a high around 82. Saturday, 85 Sunday will be the upper 80s Monday and maybe teasing 90 by Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're gearing up for a big party. We got the nachos and a keg of beer. We're acting like the playoffs are here. But it's not even close to the super big game, 'cause we're just watching people calling out names. Are you ready? Are watching the draft tonight.
Well, I don't know about that. That's what I told Alexa anyway when she reminded me about the NFL. I don't know about that. It's 5:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Again, this whole thing rears its ugly head. I got the story on Facebook. Judge rules that now you got boys who claim to be girls dominating girls' sports. So people with penises are winning girls' competitions.
Yeah, and that's just
and now a judge has ruled that the girls have to shower with these self-identifying women.
Unbelievable.
This is effed in the head, folks. I'm sorry.
Well, the people need to get together and stop it. That's the only way it's going to get stopped.
First of all, any guy with a penis and the build of a male. Winning in women's sports, do you really feel good about that because you think you're not a male? You feel good about that? You're a douchebag. You are a selfish douchebag. You should be ashamed. Stick your trophy up your ass for unfair advantage. It just gets crazier every freaking time I look at the news, and now they got a shower with that?
It's crazy.
Now, there were times in high school where I do admit I wondered what... Here's Keith.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Hey, I got the... You put out a little public service announcement for me. My daughter, a dog, tagged home with her last night, a little black fluffy puppy. It's going to be a big dog. It was located up there by Aston Place in Millbrook by the food outlet.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's missing this dog, he's going to be a big dog. I can't tell what it is. Looks like my St. Bernard or Pyrenees in him.
You know, let me suggest this. There is a Facebook page devoted to lost dogs. And you should get a picture posted there because they've been incredibly effective in reuniting dogs with owners. If you send me a picture and information, I can post it on my page, because people look at that.
Yeah, they do. I told them we have to put it on there. I'll send a picture to you on your post on your Facebook.
That'd be great.
All right, thank you.
We'll do the best we can. Thanks. Here's Duke.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Duke. Greg, how are you?
You, Duke. Me, Greg.
Yeah, that's right.
And she is Elizabeth Warren. Go ahead.
Of Pocahontas.
Yeah.
I was just Creepy Joe today. That was the creepiest thing that I've seen in my life.
He looks creepy.
He does look creepy.
He's had work done. Nobody's pointing out, of course, the media, they're not going to say anything negative about a Democrat.
Of course not.
Because Orange of Man Bad, not. That's all they give a stuff about.
But he was something else. You know where it's going. They're going, Trump is a racist, blah, blah, blah. And
I'm glad they're going to try something new. That's good to hear.
Right. And they need to go back. Trump has gotten so many awards from black people before he became president.
Yeah, I never understood why he didn't pull that, at a press conference, put a screen up and say, by the way, for all of you calling me a racist, I got this from Jesse Jackson. Go talk to him.
I know. I hope the black people can wake up and see. I don't know.
Well, there are black leaders out there that are trying to do exactly that because they realize they have been treated like pets, as pawns by the Democrats who have done nothing for them but destroy their cities, diminish their economic opportunities.
Yep.
Let's wake up. Those are the real racists because they expect you all to vote the same way. What can be more racist than that? Thanks for the call. And Fred will be our last phone of the day.
Fred?
Hey.
Hi.
You know, we've gotten so open-minded that a lot of people's brains have just fallen out.
Or flew out. And then landed far, far away from their craniums.
If I had a girl in school and then playing ball or something, and she's got a shower, guys, there'd be a fight with the establishment.
Yep.
When you see in Chicago, you look at the person, their elected mayor, look at the school superintendent, they're nuts. They are, that's why nobody but Chicago City employees lives in that town.
Yeah.
The wealth, even those districts are full of people who are...
Detroit's just as bad.
Yeah.
Detroit's actually worse. Baltimore is horrendous. And they never want to address the actual cause of the problem because that would be politically incorrect.
Absolutely.
Black people need
Let
to
you go.
Demand,
have a good day.
They need to demand better from the people who have demanded and expected their vote.
I agree.
For the last 60 years. And for some reason keep getting it because they've done nothing but screw you.
We take it for granted.
They sure have. I mean, that's the truest thing of all. And that makes me sad. We shouldn't have a lot of the problems. But so much was done. Legislation passed to try and even the playing field and change what we all saw 50, 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just done nothing but make it all worse. True. 555, when you want to get away from it all, Adams Motorsports is the place to go. So here's Terry.
Yeah, we got all kind of stuff on sale right now. Kawasaki's really stepped up to the plate. Big rebates up to $2,000 on certain sport bikes, and it's specific. So best thing to do is if you're interested in a bike, come on in. We'll get you. If you've never ridden, we can hook you up with the training course where professionals can spend a weekend teaching you how to ride. Kawasaki has excellent bikes. Suzuki has excellent bikes. To be honest with you, they're all good. All the Japanese brands are great. It depends on the ones that you like. The thing about a motorcycle is very impulsive. It's a very personal thing. Find the one that does it for you, and that's the one you need to buy, whether it's in my shop or their shop. I'm the only one that's going to be honest and tell you that. It's true. But we have everything on sale, Polaris. I mean, everything's going on right now. You can fill out your credit app online if you want to finance with us. Best thing to do is come in and let one of my professionals figure out what it is you're looking for and help you find that machine that fits you.
Yeah, the Let the Good Times Roll promotion by Kawasaki is a great opportunity to buy now. And we have crossed that threshold into the last week of April.
Cool. Yeah, Lynn and I were talking about that this morning. So it's going to be busy for the next week. So come on in. You can get a heck of a deal right now.
That's right. Look now and stop by Saturday or close Tuesday or Wednesday. Or Tuesday. It'd have to be Tuesday because Wednesday is the first.
That's right.
And they'll do everything they can to meet their numbers at Adams Motorsports. 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, adamsmotorsports.com. See the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime.
Ackle.
Let's talk about your show tonight. What you got going?
We're going to talk about how America's following the exact same path ancient Israel did when they kicked God out. What came in and took up that vacuum. If I told you what happened in ancient Israel compared to what's happening in America today, you would not believe me. Exact same thing. Everything that's abomination before God that used to be hidden, they brought it out, and before long it was mandated. America's doing the same thing. It's identical.
It's amazing. History keeps repeating itself, but we talked about this yesterday. History book excerpt where the election in 2016 is described as the angry American election, and that Trump is mentally ill, and most of his voters are racist. Yes. And by a big company. Jacqueline Tomlinson knows that company. She said, this is serious. When a company like this is publishing that, we know whose hands the education system is in. And let the indoctrinations continue.
Amen.
Joey Clark, Radio Hour is next. Terry at 7:30 tonight.
Montgomery Skywatch getting a little bit closer to the 6 o'clock hour, and things are looking just a little bit better out on the roadways. We still have a lot of traffic on the boulevard stop and go at most of the traffic lights. If you're on the interstate system, you're going to run into a lot of traffic jams. We have a big one on I-65 starting about at the interchange and running almost all the way up to Highway 143 on the northbound side. It's moving, but moving slowly. And if you're in the downtown area, we keep having accidents near the interchange, so be careful as you approach that area. Slow yourself down and make sure you watch everybody around. On I-85 out by East Chase between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway is really slow. And we have an accident on the Atlanta Highway at Coliseum Boulevard. Also see police still working the accident just north of Atlanta Highway on the boulevard. So let's be careful, turn your headlights on, and watch where you're headed this afternoon. Early registration for summer term at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the end of April. Classes start May 22nd. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting.